بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama ikram, elders and dear brothers, commonly we hear from different ulama, and we read in kitabs, a very famous saying, Al-imanu bayna raja'i wal-khuf. That iman is between hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That after a person has iman in his heart, then it is essential that he has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, equally he has fear of the punishment, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Shaykh Muhammad Sahib explained, Tabar Barakatuhu, that this iman should be between fear and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is like how we find in our cars, they put the heat gauge. And the car will travel and will move smoothly, comfortably, as long as the needle is in the center. Doesn't mean now the person has in the heat gauge the red part, that he must drive the car to the extent that the needle will go to the heat side. There'll be a problem. Together with that also, if the needle now only stays in the cold, there also may be a problem. As long as the needle is in the center, then the car will move smoothly, and the person will reach his destination. In the same way, our beloved Shaykh explains that when it comes to iman also, iman has to be in the center, between hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also together with that, he doesn't become so confident that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind. Allah is ghafoorun raheem. That whatever I do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook me. Because now I have come into deen, and I'm donning a kurta, and I have a beard. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have now the certificate to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have the license. But no, a person now should keep his iman in the dead center. That you will learn from the mashayikh, how to keep the iman on his path. The person now becomes very fearful also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he fears that in everything I will do, I will slip up, I will make a mistake. Then now I am finished. Allah ta'ala, the azab will come upon me. There is no hope for me. That is why this road of suluk, this path that we have taken towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person has his hope. That inshallah, before my eyes close, I will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has his hope. But together with that, as we hear over and over again, that ye rasta asar rasta nahi hai. That this path is not an easy path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet that person now will have a friend in his life who will give him that hope, whose hand he can hold. He will have the type of a sheikh like we have, whose hand he can hold. And give him that hope in life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to that status and that station that you do want. And the shaitan is there always to attack a person and make him, put him into the depression. That you are a sinful person. Where do you have hope in your life? There's no hope for you. It is an act that you're putting on. That you're coming, make a bit of zikr, a bit of Quran tilawat. But you know the files in your life, the dark corners of your life, the skeletons that are hidden in your closet. You know what you really are. This is only a front and a show that you are putting on. So he will come with that attack also, to put you down, to put you to the depression. That now you are walking this path, as Hazrat says, "Hum chalte hai fir girte hai." That Ya Allah, you walk towards you, and then you fall also. But we know the child now, that is trying to walk towards the parent, and he's trying to walk and he falls down. That mother who has so much of love in her heart for the child, doesn't leave the child. Then now you get up on your own and start walking. But the father will run, embrace the child, pick him up, hold his hand, try few more steps, hold the wall. Try plan A, plan B, plan C. Finally the child now says the child will begin to walk. Then after the child is walking, with the guidance of the parents, encouragement of the parents, he builds the hope in the child that one day he will reach there. The child now begins to walk, now he's running. And when the child begins to run, how afraid we get also, he mustn't fall and hurt himself. But how Allah Ta'ala protects him. Just the corner of the cupboard, that edge, how he just missed it. Allah Ta'ala saved him, Allah Ta'ala protected him, the malaika are there. Because he has that connection of that hope and in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Salik also treading the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his life connection. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from those steep inclines and declines and those sharp corners in his life. And Allah Ta'ala will keep his hope alive that he will reach him, my banda, don't worry, the time will come. And that alarm will be made of nafs mutma'inna. The Hadith says that person now begins to walk. The child begins to walk and now he's running. And then he tells his father that now I want a bicycle. So better you're still young, get a tricycle first. So he buys him a three-wheel bicycle, tricycle. Now he's riding that. And how he's maneuvering now between the cars. Now he's coming down the hill at full speed also. We are holding our ears, our eyes, that he mustn't crash into the gate. But how he just turned the last minute, he got saved. He's got confidence now, he's learned. Then Hazrat says, he goes on from the tricycle, says, now Abu, I want a bicycle. I want a stunt bike. I want a racer, I want a mountain bike. And now what speed, he's changing gears now. And he's riding. And then finally you see him, not only riding and sitting on the seat, now he's standing on the seat. Now he's holding the bars also. What an expert he's become. In the part of Suluk also Hazrat says, that person now will have that hope in his heart, that Ya Allah, one day I will fly like that also. In your muhabbat, in your love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akramul akramin. The most kind of all those who show kindness. And banda will have this aspiration in his heart that one day I will reach there. And not feeling his heart that now this, the zikr and the suluk and the muhabbat and the ma'rifat and all these terminologies are so high terminologies. That once I mentioned to Hazrat, that we read the waqiyah, the incidents of the great saints of before. How many rakats of nafil salah, what zuhud and taqwa, and the night and the days and the crying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I mentioned, I said, where are we going to reach over there? He said, Arabeta, this story is to inspire you, not to break you. But you're taking the other side of it. The way you, that is shaitan now. That is breaking your himmat, the himmat chor. That way you, say, one day you will reach there. And the consolation of the heart we have, as we learn from the teachings, that a person will endeavor, he will try. أَسَعْيُ مِنَّا وَالْإِجَابَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That he will push ourselves. Even though he will fall down. Even though a person will fall, he will still pick himself up. And raise his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, Allah, you are very kareem. And you're my only hope. And one person, Allah, he sings in the middle of the night, Ya Rajai, Ya Rajai. Oh, the hope of my life. Oh, the hope of my life. Ya Allah, you are my Raja. You are my hope, there is no other hope beside you. Who else do I turn to? Even there are certain things in my life also, I can't even tell my life partner what goes through my heart. But Ya Allah, I can tell you about it. Because you know the secrets of my heart. I can open up my files to you. Because you are such a zat, I know that even if I tell you, I still have a hope. Because you are the creator of hope in my heart. So a person will make the effort of his life, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day I will reach there. And we learn from Hazrat Wala also that a person will endeavor his entire life. He will try, he will push himself. The youngster will fall into sin, into guna. Be the elderly man also. Whether he comes to his eyes, he comes to his thoughts, he comes to his bad habits. But he cries over them. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, I want your wilayat and your friendship before I leave this world. I will not leave your hand, O my Allah. I will not leave it. I will hold firmly unto most. Not that now shaitan will make the attack. Put that person to a depression. That how long are you moving with this group? And you're going here, you're going there, you're going for programs. Once you come back home, the same night the attack is on again. You're back into the computer, you're back into this avenue, you're back onto that site, onto this WhatsApp, onto that contact. You just spend 3 days now, and you come back and you're back to square one. This is not for you. Better you go back to your old friends, they all are waiting for you. They all are waiting for you, they'll take you back, they'll embrace you. Like one youngster at one time, he went for Umrah and he returned, his life changed. And from wearing long pants below his ankles, now he's wearing 3/4 pants. And he's going to school. And now his beard is growing. And now the friend, see the ring leader, what happened to him? Where he got this hope of life now? He got a new lease on life. So after 2-3 weeks, they send a Jamaat to him, their own Jamaat. So they come to him, they say, we come to make a tashkil, in my words. Now how long you will become the servant of Rahman, whereas you were the agent of Shaitan before. So we're giving you a few weeks that you will come back. He says, inshallah, with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't come back to that group. Allah has given me something in my heart, which I will not leave. I felt something, which I will never give up. And from there Allah ta'ala took him through his schooling career, because he had that aspiration in the raja and the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to become an alim and a hafiz al-Quran, etc. When a person will have that in his heart, Hazrat Wala says that the person will persevere. He will slip, he will make a mistake. He will get up, he will clean himself, he will make tawbah. He will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One youngster was in the throes of death. And he did every evil action in the book. Finally, the news went out, he's in Sakarat, about to leave this world. Entire youth came out in kharab, in haram things. Every evil act he had done. Elders came to meet him of the locality. Said, young boy, what are you going to do? When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For us to understand, as our Qadir say, that many of us don't understand, we don't understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't know Allah ta'ala, therefore we have sometimes bad gumani of Allah. We think bad of Allah. As if Allah ta'ala is some tyrant waiting now to throw a whoop at us. Because Allah says that, I am Rahman, I am Rahim. One bayan was mentioned one time, where he says that we hear of the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. The Imam will read it like that also, yes, with feeling. That Allah ta'ala will call out on the day of Qiyamah, that today who does kingship belong to? Allah ta'ala will say, for the one Allah is all powerful. Allah will be in Jalal. But he says, together with it, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jamal is even more than his Jalal too. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَدْ غَضَبِي. That my rahmat overpowers my anger also. Should not be a person disguised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that in our terms shows Allah ta'ala in a bad light. That Allah ta'ala is be very angry. Allah also told everybody in Jahannam. Hazrat says that understand there's so many ahadith and riwayat also. Where Allah ta'ala will appoint malaika that call out, where are those people that stood up in tahajjud salah? Whether it was also just the two rakats after your Isha you performed. So where this group of people get up free of charge entry, بغير حساب. Chalo, chalo, under chalo, under chalo. Next group, in millions and billions. Next group, those that did not do some haram ta'weez act. They also, where are those people, millions and billions, chalo, under chalo. Free of charge into Jannah. There will be so many groups in the day of Qiyamah. It will become, they will be going to Jannah without hisab, kitab. Therefore, Hazrat says, understand Allah Ta'ala's Jamal will be so much exhibited also in the day of Qiyamah, which hardly we hear about. The Hazrat's words were that even possibly Shaitan might have some hope also, I might get chucked in also. Allah Ta'ala might give me so many are going, free of charge. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Jamal is also like that. Therefore, a person keeps that in mind. That inshallah I will reach there also before my mood comes. That is why it's mentioned also a person will persevere, he will try. Having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not so much of hope that now I can break the commands of Allah. But he slips up. But he wakes up. And I will reach my destination. And the consolation we hear is that before a person's eyes closes, because he tripped the path, he came for the programs, he came for the weekly programs, he gave his life to Allah ta'ala. Even though with all his baggage, all his gunas and sins, he still moved on, he still went. Hazrat says that there is hope and a certain amount of conviction also that before his eyes will close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that moment of his life, will write his name in the register of his awliya and friends. It might not be on the first page, but at least in the last page also. But in that group, that when they will be called upon the day of Qiyamah, that he will be part of them also. Like how a person lies in shopping somewhere, and he just came 1 minute late, and they closed the doors. And the wife told him beforehand that there's no milk and bread. The whole day he let it go. Now finally he's going, the shop is closed. He says, now I want to go home. But then he looks down through the glass, and the manager knows him. So he calls him, hey, just open the door for him to come through. How he walks in with his chest out, all of them are standing outside, they lock the door, but he walks in, his only customer. have a contact. But the day of Qiyamah also, because that person persevered, he thought now he was out. But finally he saw his name on the last page. And how he was spring up to run now. Ya Allah, my name was there. I got through. Just keeping company with the pious people, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. So now I enter with my bandas. They also wait, you also enter with them. So that youngster now that is about to pass away, the elders came to him and told him, so how is nafis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To understand now Allah ta'ala's quality of kareemi. So he made one statement only. Just one word he said. Like how we say now, if I want something from someone, I'm going to put him in a corner a little bit. I'm going to just say the right things to get my work done. A youngster is standing outside the masjid with his friends. Father is sitting in the car. So the youngster doesn't know that his father is sitting in the car. Speaking to his friends. So his friends are telling him, you see this new shoe my father bought me, these are the specifications, and these are the khasiyat of it, the specialities. And it costs so much of money also. My father bought it for me and he can buy many more also. This young thing in his heart knows my father can't afford it. Father is listening to the conversation, he's hoping in his heart, I hope my son doesn't tell his friends I'm going to buy him also. Because I can't afford it. But the youngster tells his friends that my father, like how they say now, my timer, he'll buy me anything. I tell him tomorrow he'll buy it for me. It's not a problem. Whatever I want, my father gives it to me. Now he's feeling hard to tell them I can't afford it. So he puts it to them, this to my father, he's a top father, he can buy anything for me. Father hears this. He comes home, tells the wife that this is what happened in the masjid parking lot, I heard the whole conversation, he doesn't know I heard it. But I just hope now he doesn't put me in a corner and ask me. So mother says, if he asks you, you can't break his heart. He told all his friends already. The top of the table, Abad, he tells the father, Abba, a certain tacky came out, a certain shoe, please buy it for me. So the wife does, she gives him eyes. They don't break his heart. I got some savings, you make a plan, you put it together. Over a few months we'll take it, put the lay-by, whatever it is, but keep his heart at least. First time he's asking you. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. For Allah Ta'ala, there's no comparison. That father felt so hard to refuse the son because the son said, my father is a kind man. That youngster said to these people, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, he'll treat me kindly. When he passed away, they saw him in a dream that night, he's walking in Jannat. Say, beta, kya hua? He says, Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish me. But because I just made the one statement, and Allah Ta'ala said that he is kareem, I just echoed it. And Allah is kind, Allah Ta'ala felt it against his honor now to break what I said and punish me. Just on one statement I made, that Allah is kareem. Therefore a person has in his heart that in this part of suluk, that ya Allah, before my eyes close, I will reach that ma'rifat, that muhabbat, and that love. Together with that, also keeping in mind the reality of the qabr and the akhirat also. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to keep the balance in our heart, that yes, there are snakes over there, there are scorpions over there. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has seated the fire of Jahannam. It is haq, it is true. But together with that, not to have that amount of fear in a person's life, that Allah Ta'ala is just waiting to throw me in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ, that a bearer of glad tidings has come to you. Any warner, this word nadir, mufassirin say, entails warning with love and muhabbat. That to warn people with shafaqa, with love, not to tell them that if you're going to do this, you're going to burn, you're going to be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, you better be careful. But to warn them with love and muhabbat with shafaqa. So when Allah Ta'ala says also on the day of Qiyamah, the fire of Jahannam is there, the snakes are there, the scorpions are there. It's like how a father is having a braai over the weekend. After the braai is finished, then you find a little child now, 7-8 years old, he's looking at the braai stand, he's looking at his father. As they get closer to it, he's got the paper in his hand, he's got the paper cup in his hand, and he's to make his masti now. He's to play fools with the fire. Father is looking at him, he's eating. Say, better be careful, don't go near. So the boy goes back a little bit. Then he comes again slowly, few steps. Father sees him near, he shouts again louder, be careful. Don't go near the fire, you'll get burnt. As he goes even more nearer, when he gets really close, then the father in a very loud voice, in a stern voice says, you go one more step further, I'll throw you inside. Doesn't mean he's to throw him inside. He's frightening him, better, please don't go near, you'll get burnt. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have made the valley of Jahannam, not that I want you to go there. But Banda, please be careful. Don't go so near there now that you will trip, but you will fall into there. Because I have my system already. That once you will pass that line, you will fall into it. I don't want you to fall into it. Therefore, these are the hudud, these are the limitations. Don't go near them. Or you will fall, you will compel me now. You will force me now. And I don't want to do that. Therefore, the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he explains it beautifully, that akhiru rajulin, the last person, will enter ma yadkhulu al-jannah, will enter into jannah. The beautiful riwayat he explains. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that last person also, we had this misqala dharra, an atom's weight of iman in his heart. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scenario will be played out in the fire of Jahannam, he will be there. And Ahlul Nar, the kuffar will come to him and they will say, that you should read kalima la ilaha illallah. You should say that, like how we say back home, you are Islam, you are a Muslim. Where is it now? So Allah says, Rahmah will come into Josh. So the malaika, they take him out now. He'll be burnt till he's black like coal. He'll be dipped in Nahrul Hayat, to the river of life. He'll be shining and clean once again. Be panting, he'll be tired. What he went through. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create like an oasis before him. Beautiful palm tree. That's how we see usually the adverts, the person sitting on the beach. He's got a pool chair, he's wearing his big hat, he's got his orange juice. How calm and cool, you see like a scenario in front of him like that. But a beautiful stream running through it. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, you need me. Yalla, take me a little bit near, just to relax, where I've come from. The azab. Yalla, let me relax a little bit. This is Allah ta'ala's kareemi zaat, Allah ta'ala's kindness. So Allah ta'ala will say, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, I know you. That if I give you this, he'll ask you something else. Say, Allah, I promise I won't ask you anything else. I just want to relax a little while. So Allah ta'ala will transport him. He'll be relaxing under the tree, and the beautiful water, and the scenery. The little distance, all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create another one, even more beautiful. Then you will see that, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, his eyes will be attracted again. Said, oh my Allah, just give me a chance, I just want to go have a look there. Just take a little bit of rest. Ruba ibn Adam, I told you, this will happen. Ya Allah, I won't ask you anything else. Give me a chance, please. Person, last person coming out from Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will transport him. He'll be relaxing, enjoying himself. A third one Allah Ta'ala will create. He will see that one. He's not shy to ask. But Banda knows Allah is Kareem, he'll give. That young boy said, my father will buy me, father bought him. So here now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him the same thing, Allah will transport him. And then he will see behind him two beautiful doors. So he will look at them. They open the bit and he'll peep inside. The entire stage is set up. Everything is hustling and bustling inside. And he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, what is happening in there? Allah will say, that is Jannat. That is Jannat. Ya Allah, such a big Jannat, it's already full. Who is it for? My banda is for you. But Ya Allah, it's full. Oh, my banda, all these are your khadims waiting for you. The whole istiqbal jamaat is waiting for you to appear and to enter. Then banda will enter, istiqbal will be made. And then, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned the hadith more or less, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that, oh my banda, what more can I give you? What more can I give you? So, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned these words, that this jannati, the last person will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَسْتَهَزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, oh my Allah, are you joking with me, whereas you are the Rabb of the Alameen? And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam burst out smiling. That this conversation will take place between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To this extent, Allah ta'ala will be so kareem and kind to him. Therefore we see that in our lives, to have that amount of hope, together with that having yaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fire of Jahannam also to clean out a person. But with this raja and this hope, to conclude, that one time we were making dua for Kaaba Sharif, and looking at this person making tawaf, what inspiration came into the heart. The dua he was making, what fervor, what yaqeen, what conviction, what hope. When I looked at this person making tawaf at full speed, to the tall North African brother. This shriveled. You can see him walking with long strides around the Kaaba Sharif. And one dua he was making throughout the entire tawaf, oblivious of everybody around him. In a high voice, tall person also, he just sped past me, looking at him, and he's saying in his dua, say, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, جئتُكَ مِن بَلَدٍ بَعِيدَةٍ بِذُنُوبٍ كَثِيرَةٍ تَغْفِرْ لِي. What a dua, he just made the entire tawaf. Ya Rabb, oh my Rabb, Lord of the Kaaba, جِئْتُكَ, I have come to you, مِن بَلَدٍ بَعِيدَةٍ, from a far off land, بِذُنُوبٍ كَثِيرَةٍ, with plenty of gunas and sins. Ya Allah, just destroy them. Just forgive them. And the tears are just rolling down his eyes. I say, Ya Allah, I don't even know how to make dua like this too. He's come with an entire burden on his shoulders with hope now that Allah will forgive, because the waterfalls of Allah's rahmat are falling right now. Therefore, a person has come here also with his program, open our hearts to receive the rahmat of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the kareemi of Allah, to have that hope that, Ya Allah, one day I'll come there also, I will reach there. Hazrat says that, come here now and take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distribute to the world. Ya Allah, give me that heart, that where this yaqeen will come upon your zaat that you are kareem. Together with that, to have a balance in my life, that if I have to slip up, immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me without any reservation, then a person to walk once again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala inspire us to give us tawfiq wa akhirata wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.